News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Delegations from Israel, Hamas and the United States have begun indirect talks in Cairo, with the US hoping the negotiations will lead to an end to the war in Gaza. And I'm joined now by Ehud Olmert, former Israeli Prime Minister, for more on this. Good morning to you, Ehud. I presume you think this is a positive thing that Israel and Hamas and the US are in these ceasefire talks. But do you hold out much hope of these talks achieving their goal?
I certainly have hopes. I don't know how short this process will be, but I believe that all participants are interested in trying to conclude at least this phase of the drama that we are involved in for such a long time, and that the minimum that we, I think, have to set out to achieve is to end the war permanently, to end the war, bring back all the hostages, release the Palestinian prisoners, and establish the interim security force made of Palestinians and soldiers of moderate Arab countries that will take over Gaza militarily and make sure that Hamas is in no position to rise again into any position of dominance.
There's a lot of mentions of Hamas there, that Hamas have to stand down, demilitarize, disarm, and I suppose surrender power. That's quite the existential crisis for Hamas, considering, I suppose, their mindset.
Well, let's face it, Hamas is in existential crisis in the last couple of years because of the war. They demand that Hamas will declare surrender or raise white flags and so on is unrealistic. It will not happen. The measures that will have to be applied in coordination with the security force that will have to be introduced into Gaza, replacing the State of Israel, I believe will be effective and sufficient in order to achieve the ultimate goal, which is to block any chance of Hamas coming again in any position of influence.
This peace plan within Israel, how popular is it, Ehud? And we know that the families of the hostages in Israel have nominated Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, first of all, this is not a peace process, okay? I don't know what are the initial requirements for the nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. I wish President Trump the very best for us. We need the hostages back if, as a result, as promised by President Trump, first stage, first phase of this process now negotiated in Sharm el Sheikh with the Egyptians, the Qataris, and the Americans, will help bring back all of the hostages, live and dead. For us, that will be the ultimate achievement. And if someone in Norway will think that it qualifies President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize, it's good for him and good for them. We want the hostages.
Yeah, so that would be the main focus. In terms of your belief in Benjamin Netanyahu's bona fides there, do you believe that he wants to see this peace plan succeed?
No, I don't have any bona fide belief in Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't think that he even thinks in these categories of peace or making peace. We are not talking about peace here. Let's be very careful and don't create any unnecessary and inflated expectations about the process. Even though, of course, Trump, I heard him say several times, this is the greatest event in the last 3,000 years. I'm familiar with some other events in the last 3,000 years which may have been equal in terms of the significance and the impact on the life of humanity than the Sharm el Sheikh meetings taking place now. But this can bring an end of the war, which is a very significant achievement.
One last question for you, Ehud. If the ceasefire holds, if peace is achieved, if the hostages return and things settle in the region, what then for Netanyahu?
Netanyahu will be overthrown to the sideline of history where he belongs due to the failures, to the manipulations, to the provocations, to the lack of integrity, to the lack of responsible manner in which national, sensitive national affairs and human lives ought to be treated. And I think this is the growing realization amongst majority of Israelis. We do things like that in a democratic process. So hopefully elections will take place no longer than a year from now, hopefully much earlier, and there will be a new government.
Okay.
Main thing is this. This present government may want to have some kind of an arrangement. I'm not certain about that. We will see in the next few days that will bring back the hostages, but of course at the price of ending the war. But I don't see any desire to go one step further into a much broader approach to resolve the historic conflict between us and the Palestinians. We have to ask ourselves, what do we offer to ourselves, not to the Palestinians, to ourselves, that will prevent us from entering again into a similar conflict in a couple of years' time with Palestinians
okay.
in the West Bank, or in Gaza, or in any other place.
Ehud Olmert, former Israeli Prime Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Now, still...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.